Gangsters in government. In a matter of days, the White House has gone through its latest purge. Gone are stalwarts of the GOP, men like journalist Sean Spicer and former Republican National Committee chief Reince Priebus, Trump's former press secretary and chief of staff, respectively. Spicer contorted himself like a pretzel trying to please his boss, but his efforts only led to more and more humiliation. Trump's snap hiring of a political neophyte, an outsider, to be his communications chief, served as the unkindest cut, sending Spicer on his way. Priebus had his share of humiliation pie, as the newest hire, with Trump's tacit approval, savaged him in the media. Trump needed no help in humiliating his AG, a man who left the safe seat in the Senate to grab a ride on the Trump train. At every speech in the last few days, Trump needled Attorney General Jeff Sessions, showing a mean streak made meaner by the acquisition of imperial power. Trump, who saw his repeal and replace efforts to abolish Obamacare go down in flames, has had a presidential temper tantrum, slashing and burning all whom he deems disloyal. He, like a drunken monarch, demands loyalty from all, while he grants loyalty to none. Like the empire he represents, his office is a site of palace intrigue, of upheaval, of dysfunction, of glory days gone by, never to rise again. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.